Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that's been on the minds of many lately, building resilience in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Ever feel like you're just getting knocked down one after another? Like every time you think you've got it figured out, bam. Something else throws a curveball your way. Trust me, I get it. Life can be a wild ride, and sometimes it feels like we're just clinging on for dear life. But here's the kick of those challenges, those moments of adversity. They are not meant to break you. They are actually opportunities in disguise. Opportunities to grow stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. So how do we build this unshakable resilience that allows us to bounce back from anything life throws our way? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that can help you become a true champion of your own journey. First things first. Accept what's outside of your control. Look, I'm not saying just roll over and take it. But there are certain things in life, the weather, other people's actions, even global pandemics that we simply can't change. Focusing on what you can control is key. Dwelling on the uncontrollable stuff, that's just going to drain your energy and make you feel powerless. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. Instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, view them as stepping stones. Each obstacle you overcome builds your experience, your knowledge, and ultimately, your strength. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to become an amazing athlete without facing tough workouts or training sessions, right? The same goes for life. Embrace the challenges they are pushing you to level up. Third, practice self-awareness. This means really getting to know yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and everything in between. Knowing yourself allows you to respond to situations with more intention and awareness, rather than reacting impulsively. You become less susceptible to negativity and better equipped to navigate difficult emotions. Fourth, find meaning in your struggles. This one can be a bit deep, but hear me out. Even the toughest times can hold valuable lessons. What are you learning from this challenge? How is it shaping you into a stronger person? By finding meaning in adversity, you shift your perspective and turn a negative experience into something that fuels your growth. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Forgive your mistakes, acknowledge your struggles, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, everyone faces challenges. You're not alone in this journey. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working towards a big goal, maybe launching your own business, training for a marathon, or finally asking that person out on a date. You put in the work, you're dedicated, but then bam, unexpected setbacks hit. Maybe funding falls through, an injury sidetracks your training, or they politely decline your invitation. Ever felt like giving up? It's totally normal. Those challenges can feel overwhelming, like they're pushing you to your breaking point. But here's where resilience comes in. You choose not to let those setbacks define you. You analyze what happened, learn from the experience, and adjust your strategy. You keep moving forward, even if it means taking a detour or changing course. And that, my friends, is the essence of building unshakable resilience. It's about embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, learning to control what you can, practicing self-awareness, finding meaning in your struggles, and treating yourself with unwavering kindness. Remember, life isn't about avoiding the storms, it's about learning to weather them with strength and grace. You've got this. So go out there, face your challenges head on, and remember every hurdle overcome makes you that much stronger. Now I want to hear from you. What's one challenge you're facing right now that you can use these principles to tackle? Share it in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and spread the Stoic love. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive deeper into another powerful tool for living a more fulfilling life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.